Right, Vance. No, Vance, we're going this way. Bye. Come on, Vance. Come on, let's get on with this. Come on, please. Straight on, Vance. It's Monday evening, Monday the 20th of May. The 20th of May. How on earth did we get to the 20th of May? Straight on, Vance. I've just left work. It's my last day in the office before a little holiday, which is a nice thought. Find the box, Vance. I've mentioned it in a couple of booths, but I think this will be the first one that I actually start using my hashtag for it. You'll have to wait and see what the hashtag is, I think. I'm still sort of debating between a couple of different ones. My last trip to Germany, I used RJDE11, but it's been pointed out to me that that's quite complicated. I could use SH13 for Schleswig-Holstein 2013. I don't know. See, I don't really want to just do something like Hamburg 13 because it could be anything, really. I really want something that I can easily group my booze by and find them again and to stick on a board. Thank you. He is.
How old is he? He is.
Ford Vance, he's 5 and a half. Thank you. Find the way, big dog. Find left. Come on, find left. Wake up. So there we go. I won't bore you with the with every possible possibility there. But once I decide on one, I might just append the recording to let you know what it is. I have one more day of work, but it's at home. And then I am off to see Eric Clapton tomorrow night at the Albert Hall. Really, really looking forward to that. Straight on, big dog. Oh, my God, what's going on around here? They seem to be, goodness. What on earth? I don't know if that means there's no bus stop there. Something's happened to the pavement. Not sure what. There goes a bus, but I need to spend Vance, so we'll just have to wait for the next one. Forward, Vance. Find the way, big doggy. You find left for me. Good boy. Come on then. I'm going to do busy. Busy boy, Handy. Good boy. Well done. Yes, I'm going to see Eric Clapton tomorrow night. Wednesday is packing day. And then I am staying over at the... staying over. Forward band. Staying at the newly refurbished Great Northern Hotel at King's Cross, which I'm really looking forward to. It's meant to be the first... Come on, Vance, find a way. The first railway hotel, proper railway hotel in the world, or so they claim. I don't know quite how they define it. I think we need to find the bus stop somehow, Vance, here. Yeah? Is that what it is? Have they moved it to here? Vance, leave it. Is this meant to be the bus stop now?
It is, yeah.
Right, okay.
He stopped here before because obviously they've got the roadworks there.
Right.
But yeah, the bus is the other one's going to
serve. good, always the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any idea what they're actually doing here with the roadworks?
Looks like some...
Oh, right. Fair enough. Rather unfortunate to positioning of it, really, isn't it? It's... Sorry?
They normally close the bus stop down.
Yes.
Take it out of order and put a temporary bus stop.
Yes, you'd think so, wouldn't you? It seems a bit odd the way that... He is, yes, thank you. His name's Vance, V-A-N-C-E.
Vance.
Hello, Vance. gets a fair bit of attention. He is 53 kilos. Which is about the same as me. So.
I've got a boyfriend and he's 31 kilos.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so that's. I would have lift a lot heavier than that.
And he must get quite a bit of momentum behind him when he gets going, I imagine.
Yeah, he's quite tall, but.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So anyway, what am I trying to say about Germany? Yes, I'm staying at the Great Northern Hotel at King's Cross, which I'm looking forward to dinner with Mark there. Just because I felt that I probably had to have a meal there. I think what's the restaurant called? It's got a very strange name. Something like chocolate and spilt milk or something like that. Basically, it's the colour scheme of the Great Northern Railway Company. So that should be quite interesting. The hotel only opened properly about a month ago. It's had a pretty huge refurbishment, £40 million worth, they say, and apparently the rooms are all pretty modern stuff. So that's going to be interesting to see. And the best thing is it's just across the road from Eurostar, so hopefully catching my 7 o'clock train to Brussels should be something of a doddle, touch wood. And then, so France and I are catching Eurostar to Brussels, as I say. We've got a very tight connection there, which I'd be lying if I said I wasn't slightly worried about. We might have a bus. I'll continue in a moment. Come here, everyone. Please stop, please stop. No! How nice. And the door, Vance. Up on. Oh, sorry. And left, Vance. You're going round.
507.
Keep coming. Good boy.
Waterloo.
Turn around, Vance, please. Vance, just up sit, please. Up sit. Thank you. I think my connection at Brussels is somewhere in the region of 7 minutes, which theoretically should be fine because I'm not pronouncing that right, but the Thalys platforms are almost immediately next to the Eurostar ones, but the Eurostar platforms are very, very long, and there are escalators or lifts and things to negotiate to get between the two, so I am a little bit nervous of that. So I'm changing on to an ICE, which I'm taking to Cologne. And then I've got about an hour in Cologne, just under the hour, I think, before changing for my phone is now reminding me about Eric Clapton, which is very kind of it, before changing for a four-hour ICE intercity train to Hamburg. I've also done that, finally. The plan is to change onto a regional train to either Pinneberg or Elmshorn, where hopefully I'll be collected. So that's going to be quite a day, I think. It should take in the region of... I think it's 10 hours St. Pancras to Hamburg, something like that.
Lambeth Palace.
Maybe just under that 9 hours, which is not bad really, given the distance. It'll be the second time that Vance has been abroad. We did the same journey couple of years ago. Although on the way back, as people will know from listening to my booze from then, we got the overnight train to Paris, which was good fun. On the way home this time, we'll be stopping off in Cologne for a few hours to go and have a little wander around. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Cologne is somewhere that I've always fancied going and having a bit of a look at. Not sure how well we're going to manage to do it. But it's worth a try at least. You know, if worse comes to worse, I'll just find a cafe at the station and drink beer all afternoon. Anything else to report on this, really? Probably not much more at this moment. But those are my plans. I will be booing, of course, and tweeting all with the same hashtag, and I shall come back on here when I post this boo to tell you what that hashtag is. So back in a moment. If it lets me stop the boo.
5:07.
I said I'd be back, and here I am, actually a day later. But I have my hashtag. It's a pretty boring, pretty complicated, pretty rubbish one, really. But to be honest, it didn't seem worth spending too much more intellectual energy on coming up with a string of a few letters. So I am going with RVG13. That's hashtag RVG13, which stands for Robert Vance, Germany 2013. Okay, so if you want to find out what's going on with me and Vance on our trip to Germany, look for that tag on Audioboo or on Twitter. Is the word I'm looking for.